Welcome to the Sacred Awakenings podcast. We are a community that supports spiritual exploration in order to awaken our greatest potential. Our Sunday gatherings are a time we set aside for ritual and ceremony as a community to enrich our own spiritual lives with the support of other open-hearted people. We have taken excerpts from our Sunday talks from various spiritual leaders to put here to make it easier for listening and re-listening. Enjoy our talk.
Thank you, Nicole, for opening up this Sunday gathering. Thank you for your service to this community. And welcome, Dave. Thank you for sharing your beautiful, beautiful talents with us and uplifting us with your song. Welcome, everyone, to today's Sunday gathering. I was inspired to share with you today from a quote that I read from Gandhi. He said, "Freedom is not worth having if it does not include the freedom to make mistakes." So what does that really mean? So I invite you to have a new experience for the next 20 minutes or so. Have an experience of an analytical brain vacation. Your brain leads so much of the time. So offer it a little break for the next, let's say the next half hour. It's okay. We've got this. You've got it. You can let that analytical brain just relax and bring yourself present in your heart. There's nothing to analyze during this time together. It's just a call to be present. So follow your breath down to your heart center. Rest your attention there and invite the awareness of your divine nature, your soul, that which you always are. Invite that energy to expand and guide your experience. So, what is a mistake, really? The human definition of mistake is an action or a judgment that is misguided or wrong. Or in verb form, it is just to be wrong about something. So as I explore this topic and this quote, we are going to go on a bit of a journey guided by different spiritual teachings and rememberings from me as who I am as a soul. So each of us humans here on Earth, each one is a divine creator being who each of us, without exception, we are each gifted with free will choice and the power to co-create. These are essential gifts of our beingness, and they are just always who we are, always who we have been. They are just our essential nature, these gifts. In each moment of our existence in this life, here in a human body, we are using those essential gifts. Now, most people have just forgotten about them. But each one of us has and uses free will choice and the power to co-create our lives. So that other big thing that's not yet remembered by a lot of people on the planet is that each of us, each one of us as souls, we each chose to come here. This was part of our free will choice. We chose to show up here, live a life in a body, participate in these wondrous, unprecedented times of change here on Gaia. Each of us came here to expand in our own energies of love, of compassion, of wisdom, and joy. And we each came to serve the evolution of the planet and all life in, on, and around her. All of this by co-creating from our divine gifts and sharing our masteries and our talents with the world, however big that world is for you. So let's let that sink in a bit deeper in your awareness. Take a breath, breathe into that heart space where your soul's connected, and feel these words. I chose to come here and create a human life on earth to expand in the energies of love, compassion, joy, and contribute from my unique energies to the evolution of life. I chose to come here and contribute, and so did everyone else that I see. Now breathe a bit. Just breathe that in. Notice how that sits in you. So let's explore a little bit about energy. I know you've all heard this before. Everything is energy. You are energy. The chair you sit on is energy. This computer that I'm talking into is energy. Your partner across the room, or the cat that's staring at you, the air that you breathe, our thoughts, our emotions, all of it is energy. And we as creator beings, as souls, we create with energy. We create as energy. It's what we are. Our creations are energy. Our thoughts, our words, our actions. Things may look solid, but that doesn't negate that energy is flowing in, of, and around everything. Everything. So another thing about energy that is not always realized is that it's neutral. It's not good energy or bad energy, right or wrong. It's simply atoms and subatomic particles, electrons. It is movement. It is light, geometrics, and color. It's simply made up of those things. It's neutral energy. Now, we as souls hold that same neutrality as energetic beings. There's no good souls and bad souls. There's only unique life signatures of energy that evolve by using free will choice and the power to co-create. We create in this neutrality of energies. All of the energies hold information too. The information in that, in the vibration, in the color, in the geometrics, the information is there. We know this naturally as souls. It's how we communicate. So as we create with energy and share our information, our choices, our thoughts, our actions, anything that we do that we want to co-create in this existence in the planet, we use information in the energy that's present in this moment, and we use that information to know what to create next. It's really all in the moment as soul. So if our creations in this life that's expressed by our thoughts, our words, and our actions, if they were seen in neutrality as energy, then we would be able to see the information that is held in them and the information held in the co-creations that come forward in response to our creations by other people that we engage with. It wouldn't be personal. There's no attachment there. There's no right or wrong and good or bad. It's just creations. It's just energy and response. So what would it take to experience yourself like this? Can you just imagine this neutrality? How does it feel to even try to imagine this neutrality? Just notice what that's like for you. Imagine energy with no attachment, no judgment. Just notice, is it something that's easy or not easy? How about I share a personal story? Maybe you'll find something that resonates from your own story in this. So back to that definition of mistakes, getting something wrong. So one of the stories of my life was that I was terrified of being wrong. It was deeper than just getting something wrong. This was a deep existential fear that said, I am wrong. And this played out in my life in lots of different ways, but one of it was this loudmouth inner critic that was always striving for perfection to be safe. And so righteousness, being right, was a constant companion in my world. See, there was this belief that if I was right, then I'd be okay. I had so much identity tied up in being right that if I did make a mistake, or if I was wrong about something, that experience could send me into a big emotional downward spiral. So, I can't imagine anybody could relate to this. So, after coming to a place inside where I felt there was really nowhere else to go, I looked for help. And I'm not going to tell the long story about getting that help, but I'll just skip to the end or to the conclusion of this part of the story. So, with help, and it also took my commitment and my solid, continually touched on commitment and focus of knowing the inner truths within of me as soul, knowing that soul and who I am, that commitment and the other commitment of laying aside any past conditioning from the perspective and that loving embrace of soul, along with all of the help along the way. All of this together allowed me to take myself off the hook. So that old fear, or that fear that wasn't old, it was kind of continuous, but the belief was old. It was an old belief that I am wrong, and it dissolved. It dissolved, and I understood the truth underneath the belief and the untruths of it. And so from that, making mistakes took on a whole new meaning. So any mistake is not something wrong or being wrong. It's just a creation that doesn't lead to the originally desired experience. It's just another bit of energy and information. Now that's a free place to be. So as everything is energy and all of our creations are, that energy just flows to meet our creations. We make a choice, we have a thought, a word, we do something, and then there's a response to that creation. Now that energy response didn't show up to punish you, punish me. It didn't show up and point that finger that you were wrong or bad. It just came to meet the energy. It's just neutral information. So what is that information? And how can you hear it? First off, it takes a willingness to create that quietness within to allow the information to come through, the willingness to hear, see, and know something different than what you expect. So when you do that, the information can be available and it can tell you, are you on the right track? Does this response that you got, that you received, is it something that tells you, yes, keep going, just a little bit more. This is exactly what I'm wanting in my life. Or maybe the information comes in from the side and kind of knocks you off and says, oh my goodness, this is not the response I was looking for. Something needs to be tweaked. And again, it's not about being bad. It's just about, I think there's information that says I need to do some changing in my creations. Let's create something different. So this is not by any means a cavalier attitude to say that stuff just happens. It's just energy. Get over it. It's really not that. And it's not on the other side about punishment or judgment. It's really that neutral place in the middle that's just about accountability and responsibility for our creations. This is the way of it for consciousness raising. This is the way of self-reflection, of inquiry, choosing to create a more conscious world and peaceful world by starting within and asking yourself, what are you creating? What are the effects of this creation? And what do I do with the information when I'm quiet enough to hear it? How do I make this change? Is there a big new direction called for in my life? Maybe it's a simple direction that says, try a new shampoo. It can be anything. Really, if we bring this sense of non-attachment and inquiry to your life, it can be about every little thing from shampoo all the way up to, I think it's time to move across country, and anything in between. So the other thing from our divine nature is all of these changes, all of this consciousness expanding, consciousness raising, either way, it's not all about ourselves. We don't exist just alone ever in the cosmos, in the planet. From our divine true nature, our wholeness of a being is known. Our unity with all life is always considered in making the choices. It's never just for the good of one soul. It's for the highest good for all that is known in that moment. All of our creations have ripples and waves going all throughout and all around. So questions to ask yourself from this little journey we've been on. Questions to be with in your quiet times and contemplation. What are you holding yourself on a hook for? And can you imagine the freedom of letting yourself off of it? Really, what does making yourself wrong create in your life? And what does it create in the lives of those around you who you love? So we have a little update on Gandhi's quote. Here's the update. Freedom is continually creating and expanding in love, compassion, joy, and conscious awareness in each moment. I'd like to offer a space now to deepen your meditative practice and deepen your relationship and connection with you as soul. So we've all already in this quiet place together. So get yourself in a comfortable position if you need to adjust. Lower your gaze or close your eyes if you're comfortable. And as you take a few breaths, just bring that awareness back to your heart, that connection with your soul. And invite that energy that you have always been and always are. Invite it to expand. So in this space, allow your soul presence to come forward and share an energy with you. And just invite your conscious receptivity. You can use your intentions for this, to open your conscious receptivity more as each breath flows. And just be present with what it is that your soul is sharing with you. And notice, you don't have to do anything else but notice any feelings, sensations, sounds, colors, images. And we will be quiet here, holding quiet for a couple of minutes, and I will call you back. Come back, but keep your eyes lowered or closed. And in your awareness, pose the question, what was that energy? And just allow whatever comes forward to come forward. Much, much love for each one of you. Thank you for your presence here with this Sunday gathering. Thank you for your presence on the planet. Until next time.
Thank you for finding us and tuning in to the message today. Please visit our website at sacredawakenings.org. May every day bring you sacred awakenings.